So let's get into a state of receptivity wherever you are. Try to tune in as best you can. I know some people are driving or they're doing other things. That's fine. Just take a moment, though, to just turn off your radio or stuff around you and focus on your eyes. Can be open if you need to, especially if you're driving. Please keep your eyes open. But just focus your attention on the body parts that we're going to be guided to bring that divine intelligence up. So it's a great practice too, because most of us have to keep our eyes open all day long, right? So how do we stay in a meditative state? So this will be a good practice for you to feel that and experience that. And maybe those people who are in closing their eyes, they can open them every once in a while, close them again, open, close, or keep it closed, whatever you want. So we're going to add a visualization to the meditation practice today as well, of the technique of coconut busting. Because coconut has three eyes. You see there's three little circles on the coconut. So that represents your two physical eyes and then your third eye. So when you take a coconut and you absorb all the negative energy in the brain and in the body, it's actually you're using the coconut like your head. You're going to crack it open to a new way of looking and perceiving from the inside and outside. The coconut is also related to Ganesha. You want to smash a coconut to start anything new in life, or to get rid of negativity, because the coconut absorbs the negativity. So with that in mind, let's close our eyes. Bring your attention into the base of your spine. Your thoughts might be restless and trying to absorb all the information that was shared. Just trust that that information will do what it needs to do inside of you, and then, of course, will send you out the write-up in an email, and also post it to the blog about what's happening as the sun transits Scorpio in the next 30 days. So we'll call on Ganesha at the base of the spine to remove obstacles, to get rid of congested energies, lower vibrating thoughts, and bring in divine intelligence, divine thoughts that will guide us on our spiritual path and also in our material pursuits with more grace and ease. So your attention is coming down into the base of the spine. Some of you might feel some energy in the middle of the brain, pituitary, pineal, midbrain area. That's okay too, because Ganesha also opens the door. He's at the threshold of the third eye. He's the guardian of the relay station called the thalamus. It relates to the thalamus in the brain, the human brain, and also in the subtle body. So he will relay your message, but you've got to bring that kundalini up and bang on that door and keep it up. So some people might already feel it's there. You're at the threshold. That's fine. wherever you are is where you need to be. So don't be frustrated. Let it go. If frustration is there, just keep doing it. So your attention is the doing, not your effort. There's no mechanical effort here. You're just doing with your attention, your awareness. So you imagine Ganesha as an elephant-headed being. He rides a mouse, and he has a pot belly. He has big ears, huge ears, to hear the sounds of the divine. His trunk is like the movement of the Kundalini energy going up the spine. And then as if he took some water and showered it, you can make it to appear like that or visualize that in your consciousness and your imaging or imagery that you've created, your imagination. So you are a Ganesha. Your awareness is there and has the ability to dissolve away obstacles. So feel the tingling going through the lower body first, so down into the legs and into the feet and toes. And then you might feel it shooting up the spine and spinning all the chakras on the way up. So they're starting to swirl away or spin away negative energy, freeing it up. Reddish-orangish light is also associated with Ganesha. So that might flash before your eyes. Or you know what reddish-orangish light looks like, so you imagine it being there. If you can't see it. Now that you have the light, the presence of some sort of energy, or you're just even imagining it, will call on Ganesha with the sounds. Light and sound make up the whole universe within and outside. So grab on to Ganesha as if he's as big as the universe, and he's as big as your universe within. Om Gam. Ganapataye Namaha. Feel it. Om Gam. Ganapataye Namaha. Feel the movement of the Kundalini. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam 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 Gam. Now imagine yourself with a coconut. The coconut is Ganesha. So you have impressed in your consciousness that you are Ganesha. You have a coconut, it is Ganesha. Take the coconut in your right hand. Imagine it, or if you have an actual one, put it in your right hand. Roll it around the top of your head, across your forehead, and all around the brain in a clockwise direction. As if a clock is facing up to the sky, and then you roll it around in as the clock's hands would move in that direction. Keep imagining this coconut absorbing any energies that have hit you from behind and from above and below. It can be other people thinking about you and you're totally, completely oblivious to it. Or you know they are. That doesn't belong to you. Absorb it into the energy of Ganesha that you are representing right now, and then also into the coconut. This coconut is going to feel like it's getting a little bit hot and heavy. Now take it and put it on the right eye and just hold it there. Imagine all the negative energy that you've taken in through your right eye, through what you see or perceive, is getting sucked out into the coconut. Take the coconut, put it on your left eye. The energy is getting sucked out of your left eye into the coconut. Now rest it in front of your nose and your mouth, just lightly touching the mouth and the nose. Imagine everything getting sucked out of the nostrils and out of your mouth, especially your tongue and lips, because that's what we use for speech. That's what we use for eating, maybe foods that aren't good for us. Your teeth, take out the negative energy of the teeth. And literally see it, feel it moving into the coconut. It's like a vacuum sucking it all out. Put it on your cheek, your right cheek. The coconut goes onto the left cheek. Then the right ear, press the coconut onto the ear. Everything you've heard up until this point needs to be released from the right ear. Suck it out with coconut. Now take the coconut and put it on the left ear. Even deep into the eardrum, you can feel it being sucked out. Everything that you heard or didn't want to hear has created blocks. So there's energy that just needs to be released. Feel it leaving, getting sucked out into the coconut. So your whole head and the sense organs are cleaned up with this coconut absorbing technology. Put the coconut now on your throat. The throat is where the karma is blocked. Everyone has to have a karma. We want a divine karma, so we have to unblock the divine karma. Feel the throat releasing pain, suffering at the level of the body, mind, soul, into the coconut. Roll the coconut around your neck, your whole neck, in a clockwise direction again. If you have a pain in your neck, hold it there. Let it get absorbed into the coconut. Now the shoulders, the right shoulder, roll the coconut, the neck and shoulder, maybe even down the arm if you want. If you can't use, if it's your right arm, then use your left hand to hold the coconut. And roll it all the way down that arm. Into the hands if you have sore hands. And then put it back into your right hand and do the same on the left shoulder and then down the arm and into the hands. Hand of the left thigh. Take the coconut. Roll it down into the chest area and hold it in the heart center, in the middle of the chest. Feel it sucking energy that is congested through that whole upper arms, chest, upper back, neck, head, into the coconut. Continue moving the coconut down into the navel. On its way down, you can roll it over your lung area, thoracic cage, rib cage. If you can work it around your back, good for you. But just imagine it. You can't. This coconut is so powerful. It's Ganesha. It's sucking up everything that is no longer serving your highest and best, taking out poisons, taking out toxins, taking out low energy. The reddish orangish light is becoming clearer and clearer, or presenting itself to you energetically. Move it into your navel area. Hold the coconut on your navel area, your belly button. Suck out that, or vacuum out that tightness, that fear, anxiety, blocks. Get some energy flowing as the congestion is released or sucked into
the coconut from the navel.
Roll it around your belly and on your back if you can. And then just put the coconut into the lap, into the sixth center of the root of the spine. You can roll it around the pelvic region to the tailbone. And continue rolling it down the right leg and into the feet and toes if you can, and into the left leg, feet and toes. If you can, if you have a physical coconut. If you cannot, if you don't have a coconut, a material coconut, then you just imagine this whole process. But you're doing it. You're using the spiritual tool, not with effort, Ganesha, and you are one. From head to toe. Imagine you and Ganesha. He's doing it. He has higher intelligence than you. He can do it really quick. And he can suck it all up. Free you up. Now, you can continue to do the whole process if you have pain or you want to hold on to this imaginary coconut or the live coconut. If you have one, wherever you feel you need it to be, sucking up poisons, toxic thoughts, congested energies, or just rest it on your throat. Starting at the base of the spine, we're going to make the kundalini now to flow like it's never flowed before. So you can feel it. Now move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Move up to the throat. Move into the midbrain, pituitary, pineal, spot between your two eyebrows, middle of your brain. Om. Move back down to the base of the spine. Move into the navel, the belly button. Move up to the heart center, the middle of your chest. Move up to the throat. Feel the throat. Clear it. Now, the two eyes and the two brains, the right and left brain. The
Kundalini is revealing, releasing, removing, remodeling, regenerating, recreating you, your divine self, revealing who you are at this moment from head to toe. We'll activate this whole process with the blessings of Dr. Pillai, who has the intelligence of the sun to grow us spiritually and materially through challenging our consciousness, breaking through barriers that we cannot do on our own, bringing that intelligence of the sun as it's transiting through the house of transformation, the house of hidden knowledge. Going deep beyond who we understand ourselves to be. Imagine him standing in front of you, Dr. Pillai is beaming a light into your third eye. The spot between your two eyebrows gets activated in a whole new way today, now. Receive the light. The beam penetrates into your middle of your brain, lighting up the brain and maybe the whole body at this point, and then feel it exploding or charging or filling the whole body from head to toe. Om Hari. Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Babaya Swaha. Feel it piercing your third eye, lighting up the whole body, filling it from head to toe with light, intelligence, love, consciousness. Om Hari. Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Babaya Swaha. Feel it. Your heart is beating. You're full, that you need to take a breath to let more in. Release whatever is not needed. Om Hari. Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Sadguru Baba Yaswaha. Keep receiving the empowerment coming within the beam of light penetrating the third eye, the brain, pouring in to the rest of the body, head to toe. Feel as if you're floating in space, your inner space, your outer space are merging. The barriers are being released. Now, the light turns into a pinkish, purplish, gold, white, red light, a mixture of all those lights, beaming from Dr. Ply's third eye into your third eye, continuously pouring into your body from head to toe, receive the blessings of the goddess Lakshmi, Saraswati, Parvati, Lalita, feel a divine feminine energy that empowers you, that makes you to feel light and blissful, intelligent, creative, happy, joyous, brave, courageous, solid from head to toe. Nurtured from head to toe. Cared for from head to toe. Om. Shri Clean. Feel it. Oh. Shri Clean. Receive the light, the grace of the goddess within and surrounding you in the space. Om Aim Hrim Shrim Klim. Om Aim Hrim Shrim Klim Om Aim Rim Shrim Klim Om Aim Rim Shrim Klim. Feel your brain. Om Aim Rim Shrim Klim. Om Aim Rim Shrim Klim. Feel your brain. Om Aim Rim Shrim Klim Om Aim Rim Shrim Klim Om Aim Rim Shrim Klim. Feel your brain. Om Aim Rim Shrim Klim 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 Om Aim Rim Shrim Klim. Feel your brain. Now imagine your brain pouring down these intelligent beings, energy throughout your whole body and all around you, like a shower or light beams, energy. You're immersed in it. You're swimming in it. It's swirling around, the sounds and the light together, dancing through you. Om Aim Rim Shrim Klim. 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 The sounds are doing the dance. The goddesses are dancing within you. The intelligence of the goddess is dancing within you. Om Aim Rim Shrim Klim Om Aim Rim Shrim Klim Om Aim Rim Shrim Klim Om Aim Rim Shrim Klim. Be alert. Be present to the energy. Allow it to tingle within you from head to toe, to shine within you from head to toe, to expand within you from head to toe, presence of the goddess. Now we'll call on the archetype, the deity, the god Vishnu. The light beam coming from Dr. Ply's third eye into your third eye is blue. A brilliant blue. With a fun-filled energy. Joyous energy, boon-giving or gift-giving energy coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye, lighting up your brain, and the rest of your body is blue. Om Namo Narayanaya. Feel it. Om Namo Narayanaya. From head to toe, feel it flowing through your whole body, like liquid blue light. Om Namo Narayanaya. 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 Feel your brain, blue brain. Feel it. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Showering down blue beams of light, dancing, dazzling, liquid light. From head to toe, surrounding you, immerse yourself, bathe in the blue light. Om Namo Narayanaya. 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 Now, with the coconut, can we move it from the throat or the heart or wherever you had it or imagined it to be? And with all your will and the divine will and strength and desire to smash the coconut and release all that negativity from you. And walk away. Those of you who have a real coconut, you can do it after. Now observe yourself from head to toe. Boom. Jiva Swaha. Tat Savitur Varinyam. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Diyo Yona Prachodaya. This is the song of the sun, the song of your soul. Om Bhur Bhuvasvah Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodaya. Light up from head to toe. Light yourself up from your soul. Om Bhur Bhuvah Swah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. Feel the fullness. Of your consciousness from head to toe. Your divine self. Expanding. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul. Peace to the world. Peace, peace, peace. And the meditation, you can keep your eyes closed. Just allow yourself to come back or stay for however long you want in this state of union, of yoga. With the divine aspect of yourself. Slowly, slowly. Come back.